Usually if I play beer pong, it's with beer, not with hard liquor.
Usually.
An underage drinker tests his limits.
You had to take him to the hospital that night because he drank too much and he had alcohol poisoning.
And he's pushed mom as far as he can.
I didn't tell her it was a party.
Why not?
Because I'm a college student afraid of being yelled at by their mother.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Yvette Cruz is suing her 18-year-old son's friend, 26-year-old Jonathan Andino, for a hospital bill as a result of a night of heavy drinking.
Order. All rise.
Case number 61 on the calendar in the matter of Cruz versus Andino.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. Y'all may be seated.
Thanks, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, young man?
18 years old, Your Honor.
And how long have you known Mr. Andino?
Since I began working with him in about 2015.
Working with him where?
It's a children's center.
What did you do there?
I was a counselor.
And what did he do there?
Also a counselor.
How many counselors were there?
Eight.
Did you all remain friends?
We were friendly.
Friendly. You were friendly enough over the last 3 years with Mr. Andino so that you were at his home?
Yes.
How frequently?
If we were to say, don't work out, he would pick me up.
Other than that, you were not at his house?
No.
So you say he would pick you up. That means he picked you up at your house?
Yes.
I'm talking about you going to his house.
Well, there would be times where he had to change his clothes or something, so he would change at his house and then we would go.
Listen, you'll never know where I'm going. I know you're in college now, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you think first year college people think that they're smarter than all adults because all adults wear old and stupid. I want you to trust me on this. Now, so this is what you just said to me. You didn't go to his house. He came to your house to pick you up to work out.
Yes.
Then you said to me, well, sometimes he had to change. So before we went to the gym, so we were at his house when he got the change. That means you somehow got to his house. How did you get to his house?
He would drive.
You mean he came to pick you up and then took you back to his house?
Yes.
And then went to the gym?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that all correct?
Oh, Your Honor.
How old are you, Mr. Andino?
I'm 26 years old.
And so when you started to work with the plaintiff was 15, 16, and you were 23.
Sounds about right. Yes, ma'am.
Who do you live with?
With my wife.
How many of the camp counselors that you met when you were working at this children's center became friends of yours?
About all of them.
This is what the case is about. You have an 18-year-old smart Alex son who thinks that he's very smart. I know that right away. And he went to party or hang out at Mr. Randino's house. How many other people were at the house?
It wasn't his house, Your Honor.
It was whose house?
His acquaintance friend.
Did you know that acquaintance friend?
No.
So this party was not at his home?
Correct, Your Honor.
How did you get there?
He picked me up.
Was his wife there?
Yes.
So you were invited to go to Mr. Andino's friend's house for a party?
Yes, Your Honor.
What day of the week?
A Saturday.
Where was your mother?
At home.
Was she there when Mr. Andino came to pick you up?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many times has she been home when Mr. Andino picked you up?
She would always be home.
Great, so she knew you were his friend?
Yes, Your Honor.
Correct? That's either a yes or a no. Either you got your head in the sand or in a bowl or something else, or you know that he's going with Mr. Andino either work out or to a party. That's a yes or a no.
Yes.
Now, so you're not in his home. You're at somebody else's home, and you start to drink.
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me about your first drink. Tell me. You'll never know where I'm going.
Yes, Your Honor.
You'll try to figure it out. You'll never know where I'm going.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your first drink, where did you get it from and what was it?
We were playing beer pong, but with liquor.
Beer pong?
Yes.
Now, you went to college for the first time this past year.
Yes, Your Honor.
What college?
Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
That's a good school.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Is that where you first played beer pong? Is that where you first played beer pong?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And that was when you first got to the school. You were 17.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you tell your mother?
No, Your Honor.
Now, for those uneducated among us, would you please explain what the beer pong game is?
There's two sides with with 10 cups on each side in a triangle. And you have the beer pong balls, and you can either...
What's a beer pong ball?
It's the little... you play ping pong?
It's a ping pong ball.
Yes, Your Honor.
And?
And usually you'll have water or beer in the cups, and you will throw it. And if you get it in, then that side has to drink the cup that has whatever alcohol, substance, whatever liquid is in it. And then they return the ball, and if they get in your cup, then you drink it.
Now, what part of the ACT course that you studied for, or the SAT course that you studied for, had the course in beer pong?
No part, Your Honor.
Did you learn that at Rensselaer?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor. You learned that when you were living home with your
mother
in high school.
Yes, Your Honor.
When you went to play beer pong with your buddies in high school when you were 15 and 16 years old, you went to people's homes when they weren't home.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because that's what kids do. Parents go away and they think that they have reasonably adult children. They can trust them to be in their houses. Folks away, party. Now, I want you to think very carefully. Did you ever have a party when your mother was away?
No, Your Honor.
Would you tell me if you did? No. So you were always an invited guest at somebody else's house in high school?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, when you drank too much the night that you were out with Mr. Andino, nobody forced you to do this beer pong game, right?
Right, Your Honor.
And nobody forced you to do this beer pong game at Rensselaer, correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
And nobody forced you to play this beer pong game, this alcohol game, in high school when you were living with your mother.
Correct?
Correct,
Your Honor.
Good. Now this is what this lawsuit is about. Your son drank too much when he was out at a party, not at his house, at somebody else's house. He drank of his own volition, as he has done when he was 15, 16, 17, and 18. When he was living with you, don't shake your head, no, he just told me yes. 15, 16, just listen to me. Don't look at him. He just answered me. He said he learned to play beer pong in high school when he would go to his friends' houses when the parents were away, and that's where he first learned it. I'll play back the tape so you can hear it. So that's when he first learned, in high school when he was living, I assume, with you, because that's what he said. No, 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 she's gonna kill you later. She's gonna kill you later. So he voluntarily drank when he was living with you. He voluntarily drank when he went to college, which I assume is costing you some money, which he studied hard for to get into, and he's a very smart young man, and then he went to a party and did exactly what he's done for the past 3 years, which is play beer pong. That's the way it started. Now, so he got sick, and you had to take him to the hospital that night because he drank too much, and he had alcohol poisoning, and you think Mr. Andino is responsible for him. That's what the case is about. Now we're going further. I'm educating your mother.
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. Now, the night that you went to the party at somebody else's house other than Mr. Andino, the first alcohol that you had was with groups of people playing the beer pong game, something that you were expertise at because you had been playing it for 3 years. What's the next alcohol that you drank?
Your Honor.
What's the next alcohol that you drank?
During the beer pong game, it wasn't beer, it was hard liquor, and I had drunk a couple.
And?
And then after the beer pong game, I went to get water because I had never, it's usually if I play beer pong, it's with beer and not with hard liquor.
Usually, sometimes with hard liquor.
You go to
Rensselaer, sometimes with hard liquor.
At Rensselaer's, they try to crack down on alcohol, so.
Are you listening to these people? I have 5 children. I have 13 grandchildren. Most of them had been to high school and college. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
All righty. Now, the first thing that you said to me was, it's usually beer in the cups. The first time I drank 2, neither one of them were beer. Were alcohol. Why didn't you stop? After the first one, ooh, this is alcohol. I never tasted this before. I never tasted this before. I'm not gonna have any more of this. Nobody held you down, did they?
No, Your Honor.
Nobody forced it down your throat.
Correct, Your Honor.
You went to the party. You knew there was going to be alcohol.
Correct,
right?
Your Honor.
You told your mother you were going to a party with Mr. Andino.
No, Your Honor. I didn't tell her it was a party.
What did you tell? You lied. Just a second.
Yes, Your
then
Honor.
You lied. What did you lie to your mother and tell her?
I just told her I was going to hang out with Jonathan.
So you didn't tell her it was a party?
Correct, Your Honor.
Why not?
Because I'm a college student afraid of being yelled at by their mother.
So you lied. Do you understand, Mrs. Crute?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is that what party is in Rensselaer? Everybody's dancing? Is that what you're telling me? I don't have one grandchild who ever would look at their nana and say to their nana, when I hear we're going to have a party, I think we're all going to dance.
And later today.
Well, you tell me what your agreement was.
Our agreement over a glass of wine was I already
That's
had recipes. I'd known her for probably a year before we started the book, and I was reticent. She had been...
Now, don't tell me you were reticent.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Yvette Cruz says her son's friend, Jonathan Andino, gave her 18-year-old son alcohol, which landed him in the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Now, I have kids. They're 18. Their mouths move, they lie. That's when you know they're lying, when their mouths move. Got it?
I got it.
I'm so proud of you. Responsibility. You take responsibility. You drank too much, it's on you. You lied to your mother. When you lied to your mother, did you tell her that you were just gonna hang out at his house and you wanted her to believe you? And you said it to her like you'd say to me.
At the time, because I go to a college, whenever I hear party, I assume dancing and a lot of people, and this was a get together.
Just a second. Is that what party is in Rensselaer when they have beer pong parties? And everybody there is under 21, and they're trying to crack down on it. Everybody's dancing. Is that what you're telling me? When I hear a party, I think of dancing. I don't have one grandchild who ever would look at their nana and say to their nana, when I hear we're going to have a party, I think we're all going to dance. First year in school. Never. Miss Cruz, I'm glad he's okay. He's all yours. Now, hopefully, you understand him a little bit better. Is this your oldest?
This is my middle.
This is your middle one. Did the oldest one go away to school?
No, he did not.
Okay, well, good luck to you. Thanks, we're done.
Wait.
We are done. He's not responsible for your son's drinking. Your son got himself drunk and drank too much. It's on him.
I don't get to talk?
No, you weren't there. He was.
I was there for the aftermath.
Just a second. I don't care about the aftermath. He wasn't even in his house. He lied to you.
But I
got
have...
it? I don't care what bills you have.
No, it's not just bills. I mean, he said that he would help pay because he felt bad.
Listen to me. Then if he felt bad, let him pay. I'm telling you, in this court, it's his responsibility. He's 18 years old. Can you go to the army? Yes?
Yes.
Can you vote in the next election? Yes? Don't drink.
I can't buy alcohol.
Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I don't think I was responsible.
He could have died. He was in intensive care unit.
Every liquor that was served at the party, he took it by himself.
Just don't drink.
No more beer pong. If you're a minor, you know, if you can't handle the alcohol, just don't take it at all.
Don't lie to mom.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Blair versus Moore. Step forward.
Food consultant Gail Blair is suing her cookbook co-author, Christine Moore, for payment for work on the book.
Miss Blair, you have an awful lot of papers there.
Yes, I do.
I know you do. This is what I think your case is about. You and the defendant entered into a business relationship to co-author a book. It was a book about certain foods that you eat to detox your body. You were to do the recipes, and she was to do the text.
Not exactly.
She was to do... Who was to do the recipes?
Joint.
And you were to do the...
Both of us contributed to the recipes, and my part was intellectual property, and then the cost of production.
Intellectual property is a ridiculous statement.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You work for hours. Nobody buys the product. I don't want a game show. I don't want a talk show. I don't want another court show. I don't want another Survivor show. And you've done all the work, and you can't sell it. We don't get paid for the hours. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Food consultant Gail Blair says cookbook co-author Christine Moore owes for her work on the book. Christine is countersuing for book costs and legal fees.
Now, Ms. Moore, if you create a recipe, it's an intellectual property. The fact that you do it in a clinic and use a certain methodology, that is also an intellectual property, if it's unique. But it's no more unique than creating a recipe. Do you understand? No, I didn't know you understand. So I'm going to make this case very simple. According to you, you contributed recipes and she tried to publish the book without giving you appropriate attribution.
Correct.
Did you publish the book?
Yes.
Did you make any money?
No.
Did you sell any copies?
None for profit.
Not true. It's on Amazon.
Show me.
The Amazon placement is the E1. I have the email that says I cease and desisted of the hard copy of the book.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me, you purchased the book online?
Yep.
I'd like to see it. Okay, well, clearly she purchased this book.
Yep.
Not a yup, that's a yes.
Yes.
Clearly?
Yes.
Clearly she purchased this book. And she has a receipt that she purchased the book online less than a month ago.
Correct.
And your agreement with her was that this was a partnership wherein she would contribute the recipes and be co-author on this book.
No.
Well, you tell me what your agreement was.
Our agreement over a glass of wine was I already
That's
had recipes.
Just a second. Tell me when it took place.
It was in, I'm going to say, on the book. I'd known her for probably a year before we started the book, and I was reticent. She had been...
Now, don't tell me you were reticent.
Okay.
You had known her for about a year.
Yes, ma'am.
You said before we started the book.
Before we started talking about the book.
No, we started the book. Let's go.
Okay.
Sitting over a drink. And?
Okay. And there was a... agreement that we would both contribute recipes. She was going to fill in and create recipes, not copy and paste.
Just a second.
I was going to create recipes. We both had time involved, and then I was the professional part of it that leads the detox and the finances behind it. And after we would receive a profit, then we would split all monies 50-50. That was our agreement.
Just a second. Sounds perfectly reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you put into the book?
$4,500.
For what?
Production and editing.
How much did you contribute to the book?
In hours?
No.
Oh.
In cash money.
In cash money? That wasn't part of our agreement. I didn't contribute any money.
So the answer would be zero.
Zero.
And how much profit did you make from the book?
Zero.
How much profit did you make on the book?
Zero.
You're not entitled to any money. That wasn't your agreement. Your agreement was once she covered her expenses, you would share the profits 50-50. You made no profit. You get no money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen, having written a few books, I know that there's cost of editing, there's cost of photography. There are all different kinds of costs that have to be covered
right.
before you start to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
That was your agreement. It's a very simple thing. There was no profit. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. We're done. Thank you.
Ma'am, may I please address? I would really request a release so that I may further do the cookbook.
No way. This is all about cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to determine. You want to decide on intellectual property? Go someplace else. You had a contract. You were supposed to make half the profits after she cut even.
That was not our agreement.
Well, I think that it was your
agreement. That means my work is not worth anything.
Your work is worth nothing if the work doesn't produce anything. Listen, I work in an industry where you can produce things that are fantasies in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You try to put them down and put them on tape. You work for hours. Nobody buys the product. 99% of what we make, nobody buys. I don't want a game show. I don't want a talk show. I don't want another court show. I don't want another Survivor show. And you've done all the work and you can't sell it. That doesn't mean you get any profit. We don't get paid for the hours. Do you understand? You take a chance. You went into business, you took a chance. You didn't make any money. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm glad to have it all just put to bed.
Know the person's integrity that you're working with, because I think character has more to do with anything else than contracts.